And welcome back to Subject Group. Today, I'm discussing Civil War.
All across America, critics are raving about the movie event of the year.
It is American, 100%. That's what I'm talking about.
Cool.
Gone to D.C.
Are you serious? The United States are vaporized. They shoot us on sight in the Capitol.
I've never been scared like that before, and I've never felt more alive.
Holy fucking shit!
You watch. As soon as DC falls, they'll turn on each other.
Whatever happens, we don't quit.
Oh my God.
You don't want to miss this.
God bless America.
Civil War, rated R. Get tickets now.
Civil War 2024 is it's an action drama, written and directed by Alex Garland, starring Kristen Dunst, Vecna Mora, Coulis Paney. We also have actually Nick Offerman as the president. And I'm not going super in depth with the plot and stuff because it's a new movie, but also the timing of this release during 2024, during election year in America, and probably a few other places as well, but it's mainly towards the people living in America, and before I went and saw it, I had seen many different reviews of Civil War 2024, there's two kind of like main groups who who have some stuff to say about what one group is much more on the conservative, even if they don't say that they are conservative, but most of the things they say are things that I've heard being said by conservatives. So there's that group, and there's liberals and everyone else in the other group, and one of the most common things I did hear from them is how this is a well-shot movie, which I agree with. It's like well shot. It has a good cast. Both groups have said, that this movie doesn't tell us why or like how it started. But it gives us events like the shooting of Antifa, also the president having a the third term, which there are other presidents who have three or more terms in that role, and them in like done with so many terms in office, didn't start the Civil War. But there is some a part of the world where the president taking the third term in office when that their constitution or their version of the constitution says no. And so like so people rise up in rebellion, which again this could have been a reason. The third term, the shooting of Antifa could have been a reason for the start of the Civil War. But then again, Garland chose to be vague on the specifics of like the why and the how it started, and like even I bit agree with the conservatives when there's like really California and Texas teaming up to the fight the government, there are other states in the union that Texas is more closely aligned with in terms of like their policies and their way of thinking and stuff like that. But however, that is at the same time, civil wars don't play out in the same way or like in the same how, because you could probably find a civil war in a country somewhere in a time where the most liberal of people with the most conservative of people get together and rise up and fight against the government because of a policy or something. But then again there is so many past and current civil wars in the world to get a more use as a model for this Civil War movie that's being told to us. But then again, also there's so many to choose from with so many different the things happening inside of them that only a small group of like people would get these soldiers doing this thing is something that happened during during our Civil War. The people doing this thing is just like what we did during our Civil War, so in some ways I kind of sort of appreciate that Garland made it simplistic in ways that be more defined, because the making this Civil War simplistic in ways makes it hard for us to why are they fighting? Have you seen the trailer? Our heroes the reporters and photographers are in a race to get to DC, which, you know, yeah, which in some ways, is okay. Well, why did they choose now to go to Washington to talk to the president? Because they had months, years. This film is not fully clear, or like it's not fully precise. This Civil War has been going on for. How long is it? One thing that we kind of do say is, it's probably been maybe roughly at least 1 year of fighting. But then, also the map that we see on the TV of the how America is divided, if this thing has been going on for like months to years, why is the map looking like that instead of showing a more accurate thing? Because the way that the president, that new government is talking to us, it sounded like that the government is winning this civil war, but for a lot of the movie and this road trip dash race to the Capitol, the government isn't winning this thing, and he's using propaganda to give this impression that the U.S. government is still intact, is still functioning, is a thing that should be fought for. But this is a pretty long movie at 2 hours, probably could have used some more time and or turned this into a limited mini series of 8-10 or more hours, Civil War documentary for the History Channel thing was of spending time of this thing happened and then that thing happened and then that this would be different than that documentary, because this one would be more this thing is set in the modern times versus the Civil War documentary that's being shown on his channel. But then again, also I was going to say do it a bit more like that of the letting things that unfold and let us know why and that we what made our heroes decide do we need to go to the Capitol, do we need to talk to the president, but then again also if they didn't decide to go and talk to the president right now, we wouldn't they probably would have been hearing it over a radio or was on the TV that, hey, the sort of the Western forces go to the capital. Okay. But yeah, like those. There's a scene that we see in the trailer of Clemens, who is asking, "What kind of American are you?" Which, like, okay. This is, kind of part of what I kind of said beforehand of like that, this film needing some more time, and or being turned into the limited, the miniseries of like, there's the America. There's like the Central America, there's the Caribbean, there's the South America, there's the islands in the islands on the Pacific side, and we have people living in America have like views on like the people living in America versus people living. We're people from like Mexico versus people from the Caribbean versus people from South America, are they American? Yes, because they're from Central or South America or even the Caribbean, which is close to the North America, Central and South America. Depending on the island, but for most part, the Caribbean is part of the Americas, even though it is not directly connected to the Americas. So your features, be it very white, which means that you can pass off as this American, but if you're like the darker or sort of Latino or native, then yes, you're American, but probably not American, if you get my meaning. So the people are heroes, so the guy who is from Narcos, he says that he's from Florida, which is definitely America. And also the Dunst is from Colorado in the film, so yes, she's America. Then the youngest one, Desi, is from Missouri, which again, she doesn't look white, but however, she could pass as white. One thing that partially I kind of have to say is that before this scene happens, our heroes encounter a car on the road, and this car on the road has people that the guy from Narcos knows from somewhere else, or from another war zone, that he was at, right? And yeah, like, and they do these stunt driving things, and then they lose sight of the car, and it was because of the, they lost sight of the car. The driver and the young kid get captured by soldiers. Again, it's not completely clear that which side these soldiers are fighting for, because like the uniforms that we see look so much similar, like so alike, that I couldn't tell. Is this guy fighting for America, or is he fighting for the Western forces, or is he fighting for like Florida, or is he fighting for some other group that just happens to be in America? So again, which also a bit points towards this film needed some more time flesh out its ideas, which are and can be interesting and compelling in its own way. And it was a bit of a shame that Clemens was only in this one scene, but it was memorable for what he was trying to point out. The people that they were doing this stunt driving with or against, or what's the term for it here, but those guys, one of them was from Hong Kong, which sure it's part of China, but then also again it's not really part of China. Nonetheless, from now, this day in 2024, and when this civil war of the movie is happening, Hong Kong fully becomes a part of China. But then again, also it's not fully clear, it's needed some more time to flesh out the world. But then again, I saw this movie in, where I am, they call it the Ultra AVX, or Ultra Audio Video Experience, which is it's a nicer seats, it's a nicer screen, it's a nicer speakers and stuff like that. So the sound was good, the video, there's few moments of the screen was a bit glitchy, but then again, also it's a movie, so there's going to be some problems with it somewhere. But whenever there was a shootout between the different sides, You know, like, oh, wow. They, like, definitely could hear it. It was loud and intense and a bit shocking. And, they were well done, and I could somewhat understand what was happening, and but then also because of the similar clothing of the armies in the Civil War, like, okay, yeah, like I wasn't sure which side is doing the fighting, but then again, also that, yeah, like, this is part of the movie and message of within the Civil War, you can't tell who is who, but yeah, because, like, sometimes the army who is supporting the government will switch sides and help the rebels. Then also, you can have the rebels switch sides and help the government, because the members of their group are behaving in a way that they don't approve of, so they change sides to stop this, or stop their perceived evil or something like that. And I thought that the ending was pretty cool for the large part, there are some people who are like, you can't use helicopters in that fashion, or you can't bring them in the sort of in between the buildings because of this thing or that thing. Okay, sure, yes, that's probably right, and that's an issue that we like just to ignore or not do, because that thing looked pretty cool and it was helpful, because it showed that this siege of Washington by the rebels versus the most towards the end, a fellow three reporters are saying that, hey man, we just got the word that that 99.9% of the defenses of Washington stood down, and the most loyal or diehard supporters of the president are still in the Capitol. It was like, okay, it makes sense in a way, because there are people who would lay down their lives for a leader. It's that's true in the world right now, so it's be most likely true for in this movie. And it was a pretty cool sequence of them kind of going building to building, fighting the diehard supporters of the as a president. And I'm a bit surprised or not shocked that why didn't these guys do these diehard folks not make more of a defense of a better defense of the city, because the I believe, you know, the real world, we have AI powered the defense weapons that will auto target like rockets or auto target the whatever you tell it to. And hey, there are companies or countries that mass produce mines that can take out with people or like tanks or jeeps stuff like that. So I don't know, like, yes, I'm a bit nitpicking of like why didn't these diehard supporters do a better job of defending, but then also you also have to consider that, yeah, like we got told that, hey, yeah, like 99% of the people defending the capital stood down and surrendered. So like, yeah, we're like, how much time did they really have to put up a defense? But then also if they knew that there's going to be like sort of the Western forces and Florida and the other rebel factions vying to get to the president to lay their hands on him, they probably had time since the start to now when the rebel forces come into the DA Washington. But based on what we do see, there is some forms of defense that did get put into place in and around Washington, in and around the White House, intense sequence, and those moments of where our heroes could have been killed because of the frantic, desperate last stand of the people loyal to the president. And there was this sequence that we partially see in the trailers of this lady in front of cameras, and and she's like, hey guys, look, we will bring out the president, but only if we get some sort of assurances that he'll be safe, that he can make a formal declaration of like surrender, and also like the order of, hey, the diehard soldiers, please stand down. Within the neutral ground of Alaska. Yeah, I kind of found myself a bit laughing at that. Of like being told that, yeah, like Alaska is this neutral ground. Like, sure, it can be neutral, but it's leaning one way, like right now. So it's not going to be fully friendly to people. But there was a bit of a chuckle out of me. And also a bit of a The Nick Offerman as the president, being this like super suavely and like weak, but when we are kind of introduced to him at the very start, he is preparing this kind of speech about how the government is winning this civil war, this image versus the when we kind of see him at the end, it's like, wow, like we're given this certain image of him, and also we have a certain perception of him because of Nick Offerman and similar government roles he has played in the past, which his government roles were called this president wimp and some other choice words, but still, there's some ways I let down because, this is the president, and the people that we saw who were his diehards, why are they being diehards for this kind of man? He wasn't given any kind of trial, teachers got killed because the Western forces got to him first. The soldiers got to him first well before the reporters did. And so their chance of being there, do we have this review of the president or the former president or the soon to be former president? But still, the film kind of ends on a series of photos of the soldiers having some fun with the dead body of the president, I probably should have be able to say hey guys, we have spoilers, but then again also this was one of the only possible solutions to the to how to end this movie, this may be feel a bit sad it's our heroes, these soldiers, they're doing these things to a dead body. It's not a very flattery way to present these soldiers. As I mentioned throughout most of this, this film needed more time to like breathe and to let out. This were we have the ideas of who or what are these Western forces, who or what is the Florida, who or what is like all these other rebel groups, what does the government stand for, what do these rebel groups stand for, are these soldiers fighting for the rebel groups or the government? Are they all military or former military? Are they the militias that formed up after the call for a civil war? Are they the former soldiers who got trained, or they were in boot camp doing started, or yeah, like, hey guys, like that. So some time to spend on fleshing out what is happening here with the stuff. But still, like, yeah, like I've seen soldiers do that stuff with a the dead body. Yeah, we had turned away from it, but then also like, yeah, like this is it was shot well, and it made me feel stuff for our reporters or for the military or for how I might actually go in a real, well, we kind of have some we do have some idea of how a civil war in America would go, but then again, it's been hundreds of years in between these events, and the parties that are leading the sides have switched. And I know, some of you guys are like, hey, what you're saying is not true. Like, look, guys, back when the U.S. had their first civil war in the 1860s, the North was governed by the GOP, and the South by the Democrats. And that's, now guess what? It's been 150 years. Yeah, the North is governed by the Democrats, the South by the GOP. They switched. And sure, yes, we can have a discussion about the house and the why, but if you look at the maps of who is running which part of the country, they switched in at least that aspect. So it is a bit of a divisive in ways, but I liked it, and probably be like a 3-3.75. Like, it's good. There are, it's shot well. There are some good performances. There are good action set pieces. This stuff that would be like, wow, that is some good stuff. And so, 3-3.75, like, it's good. There are things to try, but also, it definitely needed plenty of time to breathe and to give more context of like the hows and the whys and the wheres and the whos. And so, yeah, like, this is do you guys have any thoughts about Civil War, this movie, or your thoughts about, like, is the Civil War or why not? Hey, like, please don't hesitate to email in to nostalgic_gamer@homicom. Again, nostalgic_gamer@homicom. Twitter at RGV Podcast, @RGV upper podcast lower. And this is the host signing off.